मायामये वासनया शयानः शब्दस्य हि ब्रह्मण एष पान्था यन्नामभिर्ध्यायति धीरपार्थे परिभ्रमं स तत्र न विन्दतेऽर्थान् मायामये वासनया शयानः शाब्दस्य हि ब्रह्मण एष पन्था यन्नामभिर्ध्यायति धीर अपार्थे परिभ्रमं स तत्र न विन्दतेऽर्थान् मायामये वासनया शयानः शाब्दस्य हि ब्रह्मण एष पन्था यन्नामभिर्ध्यायति धीरपार्थे परिभ्रमं स तत्र न विन्दतेऽर्थान् मायामये वासनया शयानः शाब्दस्य हि ब्रह्मण एष पन्था यन्नामभिर्ध्यायति धीरपार्थे परिभ्रमं स तत्र न विन्दतेऽर्थान् मायामये वासनया शयानः माताजी शाब्दस्य हि ब्रह्मण एष पन्था यन्नामभिर्ध्यायति धीरपार्थे परिभ्रमं स तत्र न विद्यतेऽर्थान् मायामये वासनया शयानः ट्रान्स्लेशन् एण्ड् प्रोपर्ड् बै श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की द वे ऑफ प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ वेदिक साउंड्स इज सो बिविल्डरिंग that it directs the intelligence of the people to meaningless things like the heavenly kingdoms. The conditioned souls hover in dreams of such heavenly illusory pleasures, but actually they do not relish any tangible happiness in such places. I repeat, translation, the way of presentation of Vedic sounds is so bewildering that it directs the intelligence of people to meaningless things, like the heavenly kingdoms. The conditioned souls hover in dreams of such heavenly illusory pleasures, but actually they do not relish any tangible happiness in such places. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The conditioned soul is always engaged in laying out plans for happiness within the material world, even up to the end of the universal limit. He is not even satisfied with available amenities on this planet Earth, where he has exploited the resources of nature to the best of his ability. He wants to go to the moon or the planet Venus to exploit resources there. But the Lord has warned us in the Bhagavad Gita 8.16 about the worthlessness of all the innumerable planets of this universe, as well as those planets within other systems. There are innumerable universes and also innumerable planets in each of them. But none of them is immune to the chief miseries of material existence, namely pangs of birth, the pangs of death, the pangs of old age, and pangs of disease. The Lord says that even the topmost planet, known as Brahmaloka or Satyaloka, and what to speak of other planets, like the heavenly planets, is not a happy land for residential purposes due to the presence of material pangs, as above mentioned. Conditioned souls are strictly under the laws of fruitive activities. And as such, they sometimes go up to Brahma Loka and again come down to Patal Loka, as if they were unintelligent children on a merry-go-round. The real happiness is in the kingdom of God, where no one has to undergo the pangs of material existence. Therefore, the Vedic ways of fruitive activities for the living entities are misleading. One thinks of a superior way of life in this country or that, or on this planet or another, but nowhere in the material world can he fulfill his real desire of life, namely eternal life, full intelligence and complete bliss. I'll repeat. Nowhere in the world can he fulfill his real desire of life, namely eternal life, full intelligence and complete bliss. Indirectly, Srila Sukadeva Goswami affirms that Maharaj Parikshit, in the last stage of life, should not desire to transfer himself to the so-called heavenly planets, but should prepare himself for going back home, back to Godhead. None of the material planets, nor the amenities available there for living conditions, is everlasting. Therefore, one must have a factual reluctance to enjoy such temporary happiness as they afford. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupa Tvaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Shri Chaitan Ishwaram Katanchan Smaret Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismratet Vipratim Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all of you to morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is a wonderful opportunity where we can bathe our consciousness in hearing the leelas of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam, and different personalities of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are very fortunate, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, we are here to try to become Krishna conscious. So as we see that the chapter name is The Lord in the Heart, and the purport Srila Prabhupada has explained that how in this material world everyone is trying for happiness. They are very sincere in their efforts. They are trying in so many ways of becoming happy. And in those ways, they try to go to many places. Like there is an advertising industry. So those who are at hotter places, the advertising of the cool places. There is a cool places, the advertise of the hot or some places, something like that. So, something, you know, the carrot is always dangling in front of a person. So, but we are so fortunate actually, because of coming to ISKCON, we come to really know, okay, what is happening? What's happening in the life? What is happening around the world? Where the whole, what the whole system is, you know? If one is not reading the Shastras, then there is a complete 100% in illusion actually. Without this one, I cannot imagine, you know, the world, you know, what could be the world actually. You know? We are so fortunate when the person comes in ISKCON, there is a 6-day session course, immediately comes to know who he is, who is the Lord, what is his connection, what are the Shastras, what are the, why do bad things happen to him. In 6 days, 7 days, one becomes Pandit actually. He starts preaching. You know, that is the power of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. Otherwise, outside world, you know, these are the matter is so intense, you know. There is I am not so good in science, but you know, there is science of thinking of the small things, there is science of thinking of big things, you know, inside, outside, you know, subtle science, so many things are there, but the ultimate goal of happiness, satisfaction is not achieved. Of course, there is some experience of bliss here and there of serving living entities. Because they are part and parcel of Krishna, people may get some happiness. Now, why people get happiness? Because they are serving the part and parcel of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no happiness. So, there is a Krishna connection. That's why there is little bit of, abhas of happiness. It is Krishna only we have to. So that's why we are very fortunate when we come in Krishna consciousness, we come to know that the real happiness is in serving Krishna, about hearing about Krishna, about chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So seeing this, you know, when we come in ISKCON, you know, all of, I can see are like devotees here. Some are newcomers. So I was thinking, who is a friend? I was asking to some boys this question, who is a friend? So they gave a very nice definition. Friend means who helps other, who helps you, basically. So what is the best help we can do to a person? We can bring that person to Krishna consciousness. There are 5 levels of consciousness. There is Annamaya Chetna, there is a Pranamaya Chetna, there is a Jnanamaya Chetna, there is a Vijnanamaya Chetna, and there is a Anandamaya Chetna. So those who are in Annamaya Chetna, they really take care of their body very nicely. You know, they go to gym, they decorate their bodies, they do all the tapa of maintaining the body, and that is good in taking care of the body. And majority of the people in Annamaya course, they feel, khao piyo maja karo. Saturday, Sunday, enjoy. That's the goal. Annamaya Chetna. Higher than the Annamaya Chetna is Pranamaya Chetna. Pranamaya Chetna means, I am what I think. Main kaun hu? Main engineer hu. Main doctor hu. So we identify with the work we do. So unfortunately, that I was reading newspaper, Google News, so, that there were, you know, couple of students committed suicide last week in Kota. So this was sixth suicide this month. In a year, this was 23rd or 24th suicide. So preparation 11th, 12th means 15, 16, 17 years boy. So why they are committing suicide? Because there is a pressure of academics, maybe the marks are less. But there is identification with the marks. You know, these many marks means I am great. Less marks means I am a failure, like that. So identification with the activity we do. So that is Pranamaya Chetna. That student who committed suicide, he could have become a good Indian. He could have become a good son. You know, he could have become a good asset to the whole society or country. But just identification with the mark, you know, caused the misery. You know, when we drive here, there, you know, sometimes there is a rickshaw. We say, rickshaw waju hato, you know, but there is a person inside. So the point is, this misidentification with the mind, that is Pranamaya Chetna. Then there is a Jnanamaya Chetna. Jnanamaya Chetna means, I am what I think. Main kaun hu? I am an Indian, or may BJP, or whatever, you know. So those who are in Bangladesh, now before 1947, they were Hindustani. After 47, they become Pakistani. After 71, they become Bangladesh. And in future, God knows. So, this Jnanamaya Chetna means, I am what I think. You know. So, when we come in ISKCON, when we come in at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, we can see Srila Prabhupada is here. There are in the right, there are so many books, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books, left side, Bhagavad Gita, in so many languages, in the whole world. We come and read Bhagavad Gita. Immediately in Bhagavad Gita, it is very clear. Higher than the matter are the senses. Higher than the senses is mind. Higher than the mind is intelligence. And higher than the intelligence is soul. So that is the power of ISKCON. That is the power of Krishna consciousness. That is the power of a Vaishnava who uplifts us from this Annamaya Chetna, Pranamaya Chetna, Jnanamaya Chetna to Vijnanamaya Chetna. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Immediately so many of miseries go away. So much of misidentification go away and we are very stable in our life. Then we understand, I am using my body, I am using my mind, I am using the intelligence. No, Krishna. Now when we get up early in the morning, how we remember our name? You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad, Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivishtu Matta Smritir Jnana Apohanam Cha. So we understand that we are very fortunate that coming to ISKCON, what is the difference between a normal temple and ISKCON? The temples are beautiful. There are nice deities, there is nice kirtan going on. What is the difference? In ISKCON, there is education. There is education based on Bhagavad Gita. This is a bona fide sampradaya, bona fide knowledge coming from Lord Krishna to Brahma to the Narad Muni, and then whole parampara is there. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, he took so much of labor to write these books. You know, so we are very fortunate. So now the onus comes. Now who is a real friend? Who helps others? So there are so many people in this world. You know, This time we are doing, you know, Janmashtami fundraising actually. So I was at Sangam there and I was telling, like, we were sharing how can we do Janmashtami donation collection. So everyone is saying we should be grateful to Krishna. This is an opportunity we can give the Lakshmi so that things can be used in Krishna's service. So then I just search in mobile, like, what is budget for India for this year. So approximately it is 45 lakh crores. So 45 lakh crores is a budget. And that budget is used for what? For defense, for medical facility, for education, all this. But very few is used, I guess, for spiritual education, which is a real education. So that's why ISKCON has the most powerful seva of giving this real knowledge to the whole world. Definitely, we are very happy that we are reaching the moon, right? We are doing so many things, and the Indians are very sincere. You know, they are very hardworking. They are throughout the world. They are making a difference. We can see wherever we go. You know, there are prime ministers are there, and then different ministers are there, big billionaires are there, and they are making a difference. But then ISKCON has the most important seva of enlightening every living entity in this world. So that's why this is our onus that we should surrender to Srila Prabhupada, try to become a humble servant of Srila Prabhupada, read the books, understand the concepts, and give that real nectar to the whole society. The whole society is licking the nectar from the outside. You know, there is a bottle and honey is there. And the people are trying to eat. And the people are sincere. You know, when every day the new boys come. And I ask them, you know physics, you know chemistry, you know maths. But why don't you know Bhagavad Gita? So they start thinking. And I just say, simple reason, because no one taught you. No one taught you. You know, there are courses for fifth standards to learn computers, to learn code, learn coding. You know, I go to Sangam here, the boys get up at 5 o'clock. And morning 6 to 8 is the coding class. Because everyone wants to learn. Huh? But no one is telling how to be happy, what is soul. If we ask them, what is the goal of life? You know, good skills, good knowledge. You know, www.com. And I always repeat this. And you know, I heard from Sudhampur. Want, want, want. Or at work, work, work. You know, then worry, worry, worry. Then waste, waste. So that's why the people in general are sincere actually. But they need a friend, they need a guru, they need a knowledge, they need a light. And that onus comes on us, actually. Because we are been blessed by some Vaishnava who had gone out of his way. You know, he went, you know, he came to us carrying lot of khichdi or lot of books. You know, there are in our congregation around more than 10,000 are there, you know. And they are earning money but saving one rupee, you know, for the running of this temple, for preaching things. You know, nowadays it's not easy to save money, you know, so much of expenditure are there. But then the devotees, you know, they save their hard-earned money and give to the Krishna consciousness activities. And because of their thing, we have got this Krishna consciousness. So the onus comes on us to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. So how we can become very good instrument? You know, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Pantha. So, I was reading NOI. So NOI, there is a third verse, you know, Sahat Nishya Dharyat Tattata. So, Satovrite. Satovrite means following the footsteps of Mahajan. And the Prabhupada writes, what is the meaning of following the footsteps of Mahajan? He writes, one should get up at 4 a.m. So, the point is that Prabhupada is saying, become purified. The NOI is, we have to become, you know, servant of six Goswamis. We have to follow their footsteps. So, that's why we have been very fortunate. There is a Bhagavatam, there is a Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a Bhagavatam, there are, you know, wonderful books, guides given by our Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. Now Bhagavat Subhudani is there. So many things are there. Online books are there, offline books are there, audio books are there. I will tell you my journey. You know, I was reading my book Bhagavad Gita, so I thought, are itna heavy Bhagavad Gita hai, thoda halka Bhagavad Gita milna chahiye. So I got thoda halka wala Gita. Then I thought, अरे इसमें थोड़ा space थोड़ा कम है, थोड़ा London version मिलना चाहिए, London Bhagavad Gita मिल गया. So practically I got Bhagavad Gita of London, then also of Australia, then all the versions I got the Bhagavad Gita. And for 3 years I was library in charge. You know, but still I struggled to read Bhagavad Gita. They're inside the MacBook, laptop, everywhere there are the books. So, definitely, so one time I was sitting in GV and hearing one class. So class was there, and the class was really class. It was very good class and everyone are wrapped in attention. But because of my conditioning or, you know, low intelligence, I was not getting it. So then I thought, what should I do? So then I just, this should not be done, but like, I just read some, you know, newspaper article in between. So in that, there was there, and it was written that one player, he went to some player, you know, he got out at 97. So then senior player guided him, you know, how to, what should be our attitude and all this. So I think, okay, I should also find one good teacher, you know, I want to learn nicely. So I left that place, the lecture was going on, I went outside, and there I got one wonderful devotee. And he was expert in Gita, and there was another class for me, he taught me Gita. So that point I want to say is that Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas are so merciful. Bhagavati is inside, outside, wherever is there. Na? Just 2 days before, His Holiness S.B. Keshav Maharaj came and he said, for next 2 years, the whole globe has been filled by Bhagavad Gita now. And that space is still empty. No one has captured it. So this should be our goal, that we should be the driver, or we should be the main presenter of Bhagavad Gita. We should be the ambassador of Bhagavad Gita. We have distributed crores of Bhagavad Gita, but teaching Bhagavad Gita, that is going to happen in next 2 years. So this comes to us. So I was just saying in NOI, like Mahajano Yena Gatasa Pantha. So yesterday was disappearance day of Srila Roop Goswami and Gauridas Pandit. So we'll just try to hear about them. I was fortunate to hear His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj lectures. Nice, wonderful lecture. The lecture is also printed in book form. Glories of Roop Goswami, all the Sanatana Goswami. Then I heard lecture of our Sridhama Prabhu on same. It was an ecstatic lecture. Then Nitai Savini Mataji. And many devotees told me how to prepare lecture. So with their blessings, I would attempt to speak on them. It is always the mercy of Vaishnava I can speak. So, Srila Roop Goswami, we are Rupanugas, and before speaking about Roop Goswami, I would like to speak first about Gauridas Pandit, because Roop Goswami, there is a lot of pastime, but Gauridas Pandit is a very sweet, nice pastime. So Gauridas Pandit is a Subal, he is one of the main Sakhas in spiritual world, and in Gaudiya history there is a nice biography, so I will just read. In 5 minutes, we'll try to hear the glories of Gauridas Pandit. So this is a very esoteric pastime, very nice, very personal. You know, there is a different rasas. You know, there is Sakhiras, Dasiras. So in Sakhiras, there is a, you know, Krishna have to hear from the friends. You know, we know that Yashoda Mai, when she comes at the afternoon and asks Krishna, please come for prasad, and Krishna starts going, then the friends say, Krishna, if you leave in between, next time we will not take you in the place. So then Krishna doesn't go like that. So there is a different rasa. So Subal Sakha is Gauridas Pandit. So across the Ganges from Shantipur in a small town called Ambika Kalna, which is within the present district of Bardhaman, is where Gauridas Pandit temple is located. So in West Bengal, there is Bardhaman district. There is a town called Ambika Kalna where Gauridas Pandit temple is there. His worshipful deity Sri Sri Gaur Nityananda are still residing in all the splendor there. There is a railway station at Ambika Kalna at Howrah Navdeep line. So how to get everything is given. So one time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they went to Ambika Kalna in a boat, rowing. You know, boat mein dono pahunch gaye wahan pe. And as soon as they reached there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that oar, you know, that paddle, you know, rowing instrument to Gauridas Pandit and said, take this oar and with help of this, you bring all the living entities to the spiritual world. So that oar is still there at that place, and if we can go and touch, we can get the mercy. At that place also there is a Bhagavad Gita written in palm leaves. It is believed to be written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So when they went there, there was a ecstatic reciprocation between the Lordship and the Gauridas Pandit. And then Gauridas Pandit wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda to stay there only.
And as you say, there is Sakshira, so there is a command, you know. So they were not able to move from that place. And then Gauridas Pandit immediately said, don't tell me, like you told to the gopis, that I will stay at the Bhavarupa and all these things. You have to stay here. So he was very alert in the beginning only. So then, nothing could happen then. They have to stand there. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nitya Prabhu, they expanded himself into two more and said, we four are there. Tell us who will stay and who will go. And guess what was the answer? You four all stay here. And then he made Gauridas Pandit stay our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nitya Prabhu there. He fed them nicely. And after some time, after his satisfaction, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two were allowed to go and two stayed there. And the deities were there and they were reciprocating with Gauridas Pandit very nicely. And he used to cook very nicely. And there were nice reciprocation. And he was not having much resources, but then he wanted to decorate Chaitanya Nityanand Prabhu and nice ornaments. And just understanding the desire of Gauridas Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nitya Prabhu themselves decorated with the gold ornaments. And when Gauridas Pandit came and he saw the wonderful darshan, he was in ecstasy. And he was preparing nice things always. So one time, then Gaur Nitai, he said to Subal, Gauridas Pandit, do you remember Subal? We were sakhas, we are sakhas, and we are enjoying at the banks of Yamuna. And immediately they showed them nice Krishna Balram form. So those who are near, they can see this. And then they were in ecstasy, they were in that mood. And then speaking this way, suddenly they took the form of Krishna Balram. Dressed like cowherd boys, they held buffalo horn, cane and flute in their hands. Their heads were decorated with peacock feathers, and around their necks were garlands of forest flowers, and their lotus feet were decorated with ankle belts. Gauridas also assumed the previous appearance, and in this way they enjoyed some fun together. After some time, Gauridas calmed himself and two lords again sat down on the sihasan. So then every day Gauridas used to cook many varieties of vegetables and offer them to the lordships. He was always absorbed in their service and never perceived his bodily discomfort. As the years went by, gradually he attained a ripe old age. So he became old, and then still seeing the old age of Gauridas Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want him to cook so much of elaborate things. So then they became very angry and said, we will not eat. And then there is again the pastime, like how Gauridas Pandit said, if you didn't want to eat, why you made to make this preparation? And then he said, next time onwards, I will just make shag and offer. And then everyone laughed and they honored the bhoga. Like that. So it was wonderful pastime happening there. And there is a wonderful pastime of the disciple of Gauridas Pandit, Hridayananda. So, Srila Hridayananda was disciple of Gauridas Pandit. He was very wonderful Vaishnava. So, one time on the occasion of Lord Kaurasundar's birth anniversary, Gaur Purnima, Gauridas went to visit to home of some of his disciples. So, Gauridas Pandit went, and then Hridayananda was awaiting when the Gurudev will come. But 3 days, it was just 3 days. That Gaur Purnima was going to happen. And then out of his sincerity, he thought, let me send all the invitation all to all the Vaishnavas. Now it is said that three types of disciples. You know? So, third class means third level disciple. He hears the instructions, but he is not capable of performing whatever desired by Guru actually. Second level of disciple is he hears spiritual master and perform whatever is expected from him. He follows the instruction. But first class disciple is he understands the mood of the spiritual master and he works accordingly. So here Hridayananda thought, like, I should send the invitation because the 3 days are very less. People should come on time. So he sent all the invitations, and after sending invitation, just Gauridas Pandit came, and apparently he showed some anger. Oh, you think of yourself. You sent with invitation without my consent, something like that, just for an external show. Inside he was very happy, and then he said okay. And then Hridayananda was very unhappy then, and he went to one nearby place, near one tree, he sat down. And then what happened, one very rich person went by and then he wanted to give some donation for Gaur Purnima. So as a humble disciple, he immediately said, go to Goridas Pandit, offer the donation there. But then when Goridas came to know, he said, no, you go to that person only, give him that donation. And he said, you only arrange, you have invited, you arrange all the festival at the Ganges only, at the place. So at that day, Gaur Purnima, all the Vaishnavas came and they came to know that there is a festival near bank of Ganges. They went there and there was a huge festival, and simultaneously there was a festival happening at Goridas Pandit place. But the festival at Hridayanand was so wonderful, so nice, that the deities Gaur Nithai, you know, they went there and they joined the Sankirtan and they started dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And there was a wonderful festival. And meanwhile here, the devotee who is supposed to do offering, his name is Bodo Gangadas Pandit. He went to offer the bhoga to the deities and he saw, to his astonishment, there were no Gaur Nithai. He immediately came to Goridas Pandit and Goridas Pandit immediately understood. He immediately took the stick there, you know. This is a Vatsalya. So he took a stick there and I know where they are. And he went there. And seeing this fierce form of Goridas Pandit, external form, you know, Gaur Nithai were there dancing in ecstasy. But as soon as they saw Goridas Pandit, they immediately ran here and there and they jumped in the heart of Hridayanand. And seeing that pastime, Goridas Pandit was so happy, he threw that stick and he immediately embraced Hridayanand. And then he said that from now your name is Hriday Chaitanya. So these are the wonderful pastimes of Goridas Pandit. And we pray that as he was so absorbed in serving the Lordship, his life was Gaur Nithai. Let us our life be, you know, Dhanamura, Nityananda, Pranamura, Gaurachandra. We should also follow his footsteps. Maybe one iota of love towards the lotus feet of Gaur Nithai. It is very, very special. Then we'll hear the pastimes of Rup Goswami. We are Rupanugas. We are very fortunate. And our whole Krishna Consciousness movement is based on the teaching of Rup Goswami. In fact, the name International Society of Krishna Consciousness came from the Rup Goswami. So we have exact 20 minutes. In 20 minutes, we'll try to hear the unlimited pastimes of Rup Goswami and try to become pure. So, Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were from Gaudiya Saraswat Brahman, and his father and ancestor were in the south, and because of some reasons, his great-grandfather, they had to come to Bengal and then Bangladesh place. Then his immediate, Kumar Dev and Revati, the parents. And there are three brothers and many sisters also. When Rup Goswami name was Santosh, Sanatan Goswami's name was Amar, and Anupam's name was Srivallabh. So these were the names. They were very wonderful Vaishnavas from that day. And unfortunately, or whatever the circumstances were there, someone informed Nawab Hussain Shah, the ruler of that place, that if you want to have more control over the Hindus, you know, you should make these boys young, you know, as your ministers. They were so qualified actually. And then Nawab Hussain Shah pressurized them to become the minister. He said, if you don't become minister of mine, I will harass the Hindu community. So, just to serve the Vaishnavas for their protection, they volunteered for this seva. Like that. And they became prime. So, Sanatan Goswami became the chief minister, prime minister, and Rup Goswami was finance minister. And in this, and they were very near dear to Nawab Hussain Shah because they did all the seva very nicely, and then the kingdom also increased nicely like that. So, but they were not happy serving under Nawab. So what they did at Ramkeli mostly, they created a Vrindavan. Which place they created? Ramkeli only, no? Okay. Gupta Vrindavan. They created Gupta Vrindavan, and then they were absorbed in hearing Bhagavatam. Externally they were serving. And they wanted to, they heard about Chaitanya, they wanted to surrender to Chaitanya. They wrote some letters also. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the way to Vrindavan, you know, he came to Ramkeli also. It doesn't come in the root, but to show his mercy, he had come there. So there, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami offered their obeisances, and there is a wonderful pastime where how they presented themselves very meekly and offered obeisances and got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then later the pastimes are there that after some time Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami managed to leave that place and they came in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 4 instructions. Some places it is given 6 instructions. So to Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, one was establish, preach the transcendental, go to Vrindavan and preach the transcendental literature. That is the first instruction. Second was excavate the lost holy places there. Vrajayai rasa shastra kariha nirupan lukta tirtha sabataha kariha pracharan. So when you go to Vrindavan, stay there, preach transcendental literature and excavate the lost holy places. This was first two. Second and third and fourth were Krishna seva rasa bhakti kariha prachar amiha dekhite taha yaimo ekabar. Establish the service of Lord Krishna and preach the mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. I shall go to Vrindavan once more. So he said to establish service to Krishna and also preach the mellows of Krishna's devotional service. And fifth and sixth were take care of the Vaishnavas there. And sixth was have Govindji worship start there. That was given in one book by called Sadhana Deepika by Radha Krishna Goswami. So Rup Goswami had 500 cows that time, and that time ruler was very inspired by Rup Goswami. He said all the 500 cows were allowed to graze wherever they want, and the milk of those cows were fed to the Vaishnavas at free cost. So Rup Goswami took care of the Vaishnavas nicely. So we'll just briefly see what are the pastimes happened of Rup Goswami. That when Rup Goswami and along with his brother Anupam, when he was traveling to Vrindavan, they went to Prayag, and at Prayag they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone there in Prayag was chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Seeing that beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the ecstatic dance kirtan, he immediately composed that beautiful famous verse. And the meaning is that Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Vishnu. This was the verse composed by Rup Goswami. And there is a pastime how Rup Goswami along with Anupam with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Prayag. Then Sri Vallabh were also there. So there is a nice pastime. Then Lord Chaitanya instructs Rup Goswami. This is an important pastime. Being the month of Magh, the confluence of Prayag was heavily crowded. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Srila Rup Goswami and Sri Anupam to the secluded Dashwatmedh Ghat. Dashash va Medh Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with Srila Rup Goswami and decided to impart the essence of all transcendent knowledge into his heart. But before speaking, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered into the heart of Srila Rup Goswami to give him the power to fully understand and realize everything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the heart of Rup Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rup Goswami for 10 days at Dashashmedh Ghat. And if you want to learn, you know, what he told, there is a teaching of Lord Chaitanya book, nice book. We can read that very systematically, how the seed of bhakti is given and how by performing devotional service one can offer the fruit of bhakti at the lotus of Krishna. There is a wonderful pastime, philosophy there. Then there is a journey, Rup Goswami's journey to Jagannath Puri. So when Rup Goswami went to Jagannath Puri, he associated with Haridas Thakur. and they were staying together, you know, at Siddhavakul. And they were not entering into temple. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to come and visit every day to them, actually. The Jagannathji used to come himself as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and meet themselves. So there they used to discuss a lot of beautiful, beautiful pastimes. And it is like, you know, Rupa Goswami was so dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he empowered him to everything, actually. In the Rath Yatra, when the Rath Yatra was happening, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and his internal mood was just known to few of the associates, like Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he was saying again and again some verses, some prayers. But then Rupa Goswami understood that thing, and he wrote a palm leaf, and he put on the hut of Haridas Thakur. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, he read that verse. That verse was, that was the verse spoken by Radharani. You know, my dear friend, you know, Srimati Radharani, you know, actually when she saw Krishna in a on a chariot at that place in Kurukshetra, she remembered Krishna, but she was not happy. And then what was her consciousness? My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibrations of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. For the Srimati Radharani and Gopis to see Krishna as royal prince was heartbreaking. They wanted to see him as a cowherd boy in the Madhurya Roop, not in Aishwarya Roop. So this thing, when the Lord Chaitanya read this, he became filled with the ecstasy of love of God. His ecstasy was beyond his control, and just when he was experiencing this nectar, Srila Rupa Goswami returned and offered his obeisance at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya, in the great love, picked up the Rupa Goswami and mildly slapped him, and then said, How did you understand the innermost intentions of my mind? Rupa Goswami did not speak anything. Then Lord Chaitanya took the palm leaf and went to the own residence, Gambhira, and showed it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. When Swarup Damodar Goswami read it, he was struck with wonder. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "How does he know the innermost feelings of my heart?" Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, "I can understand that you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him and has empowered him to do so." Lord Chaitanya says, "Yes. When I met Rupa Goswami at Prayag and I witnessed his wonderful humble qualities, I embraced him. And upon embracing him, I invested within him my own power of love. I saw him a fit candidate to reveal to the world transcendental mysteries of Vrindavan in Krishna consciousness. So now please instruct Srila Rupa Goswami in Krishna consciousness in more and more detail." So we can see here how Lord Chaitanya was ecstatic seeing Rupa Goswami, and he had empowered Rupa Goswami with all the... We can see how systematic Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. You know, when he met, he took him, he took to the separate place, Dashadmit Ghat, he taught him very nicely, then he instructed him, he gave him 6 instructions, you know, and then he arranged everything. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can say, has done everything actually. We can learn so many things from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a very good organizer, you can say, you know, how he organized everything. Everything at place, we can say. You know, he sent Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami. We can see in future, in 5 minutes, I will just say how, in when there are worship of Goenji is happening, he sent Kashishwar Pandit to serve under Rupa Goswami. He sent Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He sent Raghunath Das Goswami. How the literatures were there. Systematically, he arranged the propagation of Krishna consciousness. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami was the most dear person, and he has invested his full energy in Rupa Goswami. And we can see in the next pastime where, you know, this Rupa Goswami was discussing with all the Vaishnavas, different ones, and he wrote a very wonderful, you know, glorification of holy name, you know. That was, "I do not know how much nectar the 2-syllable Krish and Na have produced. When the holy name of Krishna dances off my tongue, I desire many tongues. And when it enters into the ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. And when that holy name enters into my heart, it anchors my life and my senses become inert." So we'll repeat this. "I do not know how much nectar the 2 syllables Krish and Na have produced. When the holy name of Krishna dances on my tongue, I desire many tongues. And when it enters into the ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. And when that holy name enters into my heart, it conquers my life and my senses become inert. When Lord Chaitanya read this verse, Srila Haridas Thakur Namachar was filled in bliss and they were in ecstasy. He was dancing like anything. So we can see from Rupa Goswami, we get all the philosophy. We got the holy name also like that. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he took that palm leaf, he called all the Vaishnavas and he asked Rupa Goswami, please read this verse to everyone. And at that time, Rupa Goswami, out of his humility, didn't read. And then he asked Rupa Goswami, you know, to read. Actually, then he insisted Rupa Goswami, and then Rupa Goswami read. And when everyone heard that glorification of holy name, everyone in bliss. And at that time, he requested all the Vaishnavas. And he said, please, bless Rupa Goswami, so that he will take this Krishna consciousness. I'll just read exactly what Maharaj spoke. Okay, he requested actually all the Vaishnavas and Lord Chaitanya then asked all the assembled devotees to bless and empower Srila Rupa Goswami to fill the world with the literature describing the pure teachings of Krishna Prema and Krishna Consciousness. And all the devotees bestowed their mercy on Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami was often called Rasacharya. On that day, it was proclaimed that Srila Rupa Goswami was the very embodiment, the personification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love and mercy. Therefore, we are called Rupanugas, the follower of Rupa Goswami. And then Rupa Goswami, when he went to Vrindavan, so many pastimes have happened. So we'll just go through those pastimes in 5 minutes. So, when Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan, then he did all these things, you know, he started writing the literatures, basically excavated holy places, and then he was thinking how Govindji will come. So there is a wonderful pastime of appearance of Govindji, and it's a very elaborate pastime. And he was just meditating, you know, and he was, you know, Madan Mohanji had appeared, all the other deities had appeared, but Govindji had not appeared. And that's why Rupa Goswami was in deep separation and he was meditating on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was the first day of Vasant Panchami, you know, that Vasant Panchami day, first day of spring. And he was meditating on the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami had that 500 cows. The person who was tending those cows, whose name was Govinda. And Govinda came running to Rupa Goswami and he was in ecstasy and joy. He said, Rupa Goswami, I want to share with you, there is one cow who goes every day at the top of the hill and pours all the milk in her udder, and she is in ecstasy. She cries tears there. And just hearing that, immediately Rupa Goswami went there and he found that there should be Govindji there. There was a some symptom. There was a hole and at this place. He called all the Vrajvasi. They started digging. And it is said they dug how many feet? So yesterday I came to know. They dug 5 floors down. 5 floors down. So much of hard load. We can imagine how much love and anticipation and eagerness and absorption of Krishna consciousness they were in. You know, for us, if we don't get something on time, you know, we say Krishna has a better plan and we leave that thing. So, maybe like that. I'm just tackling about myself. So, we can see that how the devotees are so sincere, you know. And, you know, in Krishna consciousness, we have to be very careful actually. We have to be always under the guidance of devotees. Otherwise, you know, we are always in, you know, illusion, you know. Like Krishna, external energy is very powerful. There is Avaranatmika Shakti and Prakshyatmika Shakti. So Avaranatmika Shakti covers the intelligence of soul and Prakshyatmika Shakti kicks the person here and there, you know, like a football like that. And then that's why in Annamaya Chetna, we are gross in our bodily comforts, and Pranamaya Chetna attached to our plans, and Gyanamaya Chetna attached to our own ego, my thoughts, the whole world should surrender to me, whatever. Like, the whole plans are happening. I was just thinking, you know, when we are, you know, this holy name is so important. Rupa Goswami has given, you know, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So while chanting of the holy names, because of being in Annamay Chetna, Pranamay Chetna, Gyanamay Chetna, we keep on thinking of our thoughts. We'll do this while like that. We'll construct this temple, we'll make this community, or like, that's good if you're in Krishna Vahya proper parampara. But while chanting, only those thoughts come sometimes. So the point is, we should understand that there is a false ego and there is a two assistant. There is a mind and there is an intelligence. And the false ego, jo bhi hame mahan kahega, false ego, mind says yes, he is great. And intelligence starts assisting. So we are just serving that false ego. Annamay Chetna, Pranamay, Gyanamay Chetna. So that's why when we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You have to hear the holy name very nicely. Now we have big plans, you know. We can just meditate on Lord Krishna. The first expansion of Lord Krishna is Balramji. Balramji comes four expansion. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pranjana, Anuruddha. From comes Narayan. From them, again Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pranjana. From them comes Mahavishnu. And from the pore of Mahavishnu come Anant Koti Brahman. So who is powerful? Vishnu is powerful or our thought are powerful? So we have to understand that our thoughts in chanting, we are praying, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. So who will make the better place? Lord Krishna will make. Krishna will arrange everything. Lord Chaitanya will empower us nicely. He empowered Rupa Goswami. He went into the heart of Rupa Goswami. He made him understand. He empowered everyone. So while chanting, we have to just pray, O Radharani, O Krishna, O Ram, please engage me in your service. And if you are not chanting attentively and we are doing our planning, what we are saying, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. That is a different effect. So when we are making plan, we try to get, what is the desire? Prayer. Prayer is a subtle desire. You know, subtle desire is that comes to, I want this, that. So we want to engage Krishna in our service actually. So that's why chanting is the most pure thing. Radha Krishna are there. They are dancing on our tongue. There are so many anarthas in the heart. When Krishna is dancing, it's like Krishna is dancing on the Kaliya. And all so much of the negativities come out. So that's why we pray to Rupa Goswami that we take this chanting of holy name very nicely. And there are wonderful pastime of Lord Rupa Goswami where he has written so many books. Then there are pastime of at Ter Kadam when he was writing the book, you know, the trees were also in ecstasy. When he used to write the book in a mood of Radha Krishna separation, he used to sob. And all the trees would leave up their leaves. And when Rupa Goswami in ecstasy, when Radha Krishna are meeting, then there will be green nice leaves, you know, and there was fresh wing. So there was a thing. Then there is another pastime where Rupa Goswami had written a book called Lalit Madhav. So Lalit Madhav he was given to Raghunath Das Goswami, and he was reading it, and there was a separation of Radha Krishna. So he was not eating only. So then immediately Rupa Goswami wrote Dan Keli Komori, where Radha Krishna came together, and he went to Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave that book and he got that book first back. He said there are some corrections. So then when he read Raghunath Das Goswami, then Radha Krishna began, he became happy. And the things. So there are so many nectarine pastimes. So please go on YouTube and find out this lecture of Glories of Rupa Goswami by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. There is a nice book. Please read. It's full of nectar. It's 9:17, 2 minutes. We went ahead. Jai Srila Rupa Goswami ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnavrinda ki. Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you.